Yes, welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. 57 degrees, but we're starting to get a little bit of wind. 16 mile an hour winds right now. And then we've got a high wind warning remaining into effect for at least another hour. Well, that'll go from an hour from now until 6 a.m. What is high wind effect? 25 to 35 mile an hour winds. That's the winds, not the gusts. So right now, 16 mile an hour winds. Going to be going up to 25 to 35 mile an hour winds with gusts up to 55 miles an hour. And that's going to go from 6 p.m. until 6 a.m. So just a little heads up with that right there. And then with the strong wind, it's not just the strong wind, but they're saying that there's possible tornadoes. And the low temperature tonight, it's kind of a bizarre situation here where it's actually going to warm up. So right now, 57, but by the time the show's done, it could be over 60 degrees, and then it could rise up to 68 degrees tonight. So got this warm weather situation coming in overnight while we get high winds and, of course, rain, precipitation possibly as well by 3 a.m. So overnight tonight from midnight till about 5 a.m. is when we're going to have some pretty bad weather with increased temperatures, rain, and thunderstorms and high winds. Oh, okay, it's gonna be kind of weird from midnight till to like 5 a.m. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Top three stories here for you. Classified documents have been discovered yet again, but this time former Vice President Mike Pence, yeah, his lawyers discovered them. And I was kind of joking about this earlier. How is it the lawyers keep finding them? How is it the attorneys keep finding? Attorney found more documents. Who are these classified document sniffing lawyers that are going around everywhere? It just doesn't make sense to me. Very bizarre. Then let's see here. Then we've got Finland's top diplomat has hinted at joining NATO without Sweden. So Finland would join NATO by themselves, mainly because Turkey is creating a bunch of hubbub pertaining to Sweden joining NATO. And so they're like, hey, instead of joining with them, we'll just do it on our own. Just do it without them. So they're starting to talk about that getting into place. And then gas prices are on the rise again. They've risen 84 cents a gallon over the past month. And that is on average around the country. Obviously, some places raise more and other places less. And the federal government, as far as Corinne Jean-Pierre, blaming international problems is the reason why these things are happening. So I was like, okay, if you say so. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Mayor D.C. Reeves came off of his visit to Washington, D.C. He's at a winter meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, where he also met with members of Congress and other federal officials, things like that. And he basically came out of that having a little bit more of a focus on Amtrak, which is interesting. I've been holding on to this story for probably like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, pertaining to Amtrak coming to Northwest Florida. And I've just deleted that story yesterday. I was like, it's probably not going to come about. I'm going to just delete that. Because I've talked about Amtrak going to Mobile again. And then getting that going again. And then I saw one article, and I was just, like I said, I've been holding on to it for about 4 weeks, just haven't had time to hit it, which was discussion and buzz about potentially having the Amtrak continue through Northwest Florida. And I'm like, yeah, it probably won't happen. All of a sudden, the very next day, Mayor D.C. Reeves says one of the things he's learned is if the city wants any part of more than $66 billion, that's been pledged to expand passenger rail service and needs to be part of the Federal Railroad Administration's corridor identification and development program. The deadline for the city to apply is March 23rd. If selected, the city will be awarded $500,000 to conduct a corridor ID study. And then based on, so you'll get $500,000 to do the study to find out whether or not you will be, you know, qualify for the $66 billion to expand Amtrak here. And apparently he had conversations with the Amtrak CEO pertaining to Pensacola and you know, whether or not this would be a good place. And apparently based on his conversations, he says it's Pensacola has a good shot of having Amtrak expand here. Question I have for you is, do we want Amtrak here? Last time Pensacola had regular Amtrak service was 2005, before Hurricane Katrina, which I remember because Hurricane Katrina, if I remember right, it did something where it damaged the tracks. And so they thought we could either fix the tracks or we just could stop service. And they just stopped service. So obviously before we could get, you know, Amtrak service going again, they would have to do some stuff with the tracks. But I don't know. The question is, I guess, is Amtrak... My thing about Amtrak, I've mentioned this before, just say again, my experience with Amtrak before when I lived in Austin, I tried to ride Amtrak a couple of times to New Orleans. I actually rode Amtrak one time from Chicago all the way down to Austin, Texas. It was like a two-day trek. It was like forever. My thing that I've... My final thing with Amtrak I've discovered is it is not the most ideal way to travel. It's actually kind of a pain, but I would be willing to do it to save money. And what I've found is that it doesn't really save money. So I've not understood the allure of the Amtraks, at least outside of like the Northeast corridor, you know, New York City area. Outside of that area, I just not understood the appeal because it's not really cost effective to do Amtrak. I talked to a couple of people when I was on the train who they use Amtrak instead of flying. And when I asked them why, it was none of it was, well, because it saves me money. It was always, I'm afraid to fly. That's really the only reason. Like, why you use Amtrak instead of, well, I'm afraid to fly. I did talk to a couple of people who do Amtrak because they just want to look at the scenery. But they're using it as like a vacation type thing. Like they're going to read and sit and look out the window and look at the scenery of the landscape type thing. They're using it as an experience, I guess you would say, instead of I'm trying to get from point A to point B. What are your thoughts? 850-437-1620. Let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns on Highway 90. We're seeing our afternoon delays. As you head northbound towards Muskogee Road, expect some slowdowns. And Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, you'll see your afternoon delays. That's going to be on the bridge in the eastbound direction due to construction, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect slowdowns in front of the Nature Preserve before you get to Gondolier Boulevard. It's Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
Got a text here. Amtrak from here to St. Augustine would be a fun ride. Ah, but see the catch right there? The word? A fun ride. Just like I was saying, the people who I'm finally taking Amtrak, you're not doing it because it's cost effective. You're not doing it because you're like saving money from taking Amtrak to get from point A to point B. You're definitely not doing it because it saves you time, because it takes a lot more time. You're doing it because you're either A, afraid to fly and don't want to drive it, or B, you're doing it for fun. You're doing it as an experience. And when you're at least outside of the Northeast corridor. Another text here. The tracks belong actually to CSX, and I used every day. Amtrak stopped after hurricane damaged the CSX tracks because they were going to be out of service for a while. That's what I thought. I thought they damaged the tracks, and so they stopped the service till they could fix them, and then they just never fixed them. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I got a couple of messages here. The Pensacola Beach sign up in Gulf Breeze is up and running. And sure enough, got another text. Actually sent me a picture. Looks beautiful. I like it. Looks like the normal sign. Unlike the last one they put up, it wasn't good. It just didn't look right. At least the picture was just sent to me right now. That looks more like what it was before Hurricane Ivan. Looks crisp and clean. I like it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi got a text here. Says, I might take the Amtrak if we got it. It would, might save me a speeding ticket in the way to Orlando. Yeah. The question is, though, if we did get Amtrak, I'm not sure if it goes that direction. I think we'd be going the New Orleans route. Like, we'd be the end of the track here going west. And it seems like so far a lot of the texts we're getting are like, hey, would you want Amtrak? All the texts are like, yes, to head towards Orlando or to St. Augustine or to Tampa. But I don't think that's the direction we'd be getting. So I don't know. Here's another one. I said, only reason why you use Amtrak is because you're afraid to fly. You don't want to take the drive, or you just want to have it for the experience, for the fun of it, to be able to just, you know, enjoy the ride. Another text says, or you're on the no-fly list. I think if you're on the no-fly list, can you still take Amtrak? I don't know. Maybe you can. I don't know. Air travel sucks so bad that riders might use it versus flying. No, I don't think so. It's just, it costs more many times. When I'm looking at places to go, I often look at Amtrak. Let me just check and see how much Amtrak is. Even though it's going to take me an extra day or two to get there, now let me check the price. Nope, more expensive. I might as well fly. And is what it comes down to. And it just takes so long to get to certain. If you're going any kind of distance at all, it just takes too long. It's crazy. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, top trending news. Call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. I got a text here. I can only see it paying off if it's a connection between New Orleans and Atlanta and other large cities connecting through Pensacola. Going to Atlanta, that's another interesting move. I just don't know if there's even tracks there. So, I don't know. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. Reports of damage following a tornado in southeast Texas this afternoon. The National Weather Service says the tornado touched down near Pasadena shortly after 2. Traveled northeast at about 60 miles per hour. This is obviously significant because this is the storm system that is headed our way as we are under an enhanced risk of severe weather. The updated timeline looks like it's going to be sometime between 2 and 6 overnight tonight as far as that weather system is concerned, although meteorologist Alan Strum has been saying that we will likely see enhanced wind gusts even before that system gets here. All of the victims in Saturday's mass shooting in Southern California have been identified. The list released by the LA County Coroner's Office shows the victims range in age from late 50s to mid-70s. And classified documents found at former Vice President Pence's Indiana home. As a result, the Department of Justice and FBI have launched a probe into how the documents wound up at Pence's home. And a sports update just breaking now. Scott Rolen, officially a Hall of Famer, in his sixth year on the ballot, just over 76% of the vote. So Scott Rolen will join Fred McGriff, who was elected in December as the Contemporary Era Committee nominee. So that's your Hall of Fame class for Major League Baseball, Bobby.
Very nice. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. On I-10, we are moving nicely. We are starting to see our typical afternoon traffic getting closer to Avalon Boulevard in the eastbound direction, starting to form, but nothing too bad at the moment. I-110 also checking in clear. On 98, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect your everyday afternoon slowdowns. That's going to start right around the Pensacola Beach sign, so make sure to get a good look at it before you get into some traffic. That's going to clear up around Gondolier Boulevard, and then of course our everyday afternoon delays on Highway 90. That's going to start at the intersection of Davis Highway and Scenic as you are heading out of Pensacola towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. We'll have one lane open in the eastbound direction. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That number is 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up next, I do want to share with you an updated report from the Pentagon pertaining to UFOs. That's next on News Radio 92.3.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me, or recognize my face. Say you don't.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, a new United States Air Force, what do they call this? National Defense Authorization Act. They've started to require a report on unidentified aerial phenomena, UAPs, instead of UFOs, whatever. And guess what? They've come up with it. They've revealed that there was 171 UFOs that they cannot account for or explain or detail what exactly it is. It's 171 UFOs that seem to defy natural laws. 171. Ooh, need some spooky music.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
Yeah, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Top three stories here, and then we'll get into your sports hit. So starting off with classified documents again. It's got to be like, are you serious? Now, can we just get away from this at all? No, we cannot. but classified documents discovered once again, but this time Vice President Mike Pence's house. Like, what? Yeah. So that's what's going on there. And so with that, with them going to Vice President Mike Pence's house, it just brings up, more concerns. Like, what's gonna happen with all this? Are we going to, are we getting a, just is it just out of control? The number of senators, vice presidents, and presidents who are just taking classified documents off of the premises all the time. Like, it's like, what's going on here? But yeah, that's what's it's I don't know. I really think they're gonna use this as an opportunity to try to revise what they are doing as far as classified document handling. And maybe it needs to be more clarified to members of Congress, you know, to senators, to vice presidents, to presidents. Maybe they need to have better clarification of what, maybe they don't know. I don't know. Trying to give the benefit of the doubt here. Other top three stories. Finland's top diplomat hints at joining NATO without Sweden, as Turkey is blocking Sweden from joining NATO right now. And gas prices on the rise yet again, up 84 cents a gallon the past month on average around the nation. And the White House is blaming international crises for the reason why that's happened. I got a text here, but didn't Mike Pence ask his security attorneys to check all of his records? So here's the thing, is Mike Pence initially stated that he did not have any classified documents. He was asked about it. And he says he did a search for it and look and couldn't find it. That's what's so intriguing about this, is because what we're finding now is that his lawyer discovered them. That's what that's what we're seeing with all these stories. You're seeing with the classified documents found in Biden's garage, Biden's lawyers discovered. Remember the initial Biden documents? Biden's lawyers discovered them in a closet in the office that he was working. What, his lawyer? How are these lawyers finding all these documents? It's very weird. It's something not right. I'm just saying, it's just kind of strange. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives, then we'll get your sports hit.
This traffic report brought to you by VA Claims Lawyer. It's looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, as well as Highway 90, not showing any major delays. Highway 90, you are going to see your typical afternoon traffic. That's just going to be leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, due to construction on the bridge. But Highway 90 on 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Mobile Highway, and Cervantes checking in clear. And then 98 leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect your typical afternoon traffic before you get to Gondolier Boulevard in the eastbound direction, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Get all the benefit claims that you deserve. Al Giannardo, the VA claims lawyer, get a free review on your claim loyally. Call 877-VET-FILE. It's Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, so the NBA is on TNT tonight, beginning at 6:30 with the Boston Celtics against the Miami Heat, followed by the LA matchup, the Clippers against the Lakers. NCAA men's basketball begins at 6 o'clock on ESPN with Ohio State against Illinois, also on ESPN2 with LSU against Arkansas. The late game on ESPN is going to be North Carolina against Syracuse right around 8 o'clock. At 6 o'clock on ESPN+, NHL hockey, Florida Panthers take on Pittsburgh Penguins. Also at 6 o'clock, the Tampa Bay Lightning are hosting Minnesota. Then in sports news, breaking news here, 5-time All-Star, 8-time Gold Glove winner, Scott Rolen, the third baseman, has been elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. He's the only person to be elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame for this class. Kevin Durant's knee is improving, but the Brooklyn Nets star is going to have to wait at least 2 more weeks to recover. Zion Williamson, also an additional 2 weeks for his recovery. Bronny James, LeBron James' son, is headlining the McDonald's All-Americans list. And San Francisco 49ers defensive end Charles Omenihu was arrested on suspicion of domestic violence. No word on whether it will affect him playing in the championship game, the NFC championship game this week. Aaron Rodgers is open to reworking a deal if he plays in 2023. According to sources, Alabama's offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien is returning to the NFL with the Patriots as their new offensive coordinator. Of course, he's had a lot of success as the offensive coordinator for the Patriots in the past. That's what helped propel him to the head coaching job with the Houston Texans and eventually the offensive coordinator for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Now he's headed back to the NFL for the Patriots. And finally, the NFL has revealed the Super Bowl officials. Not really good news, I don't think. The ref who called the most penalties this season is going to lead the crew. That does not sound very appealing. All righty. Well, I guess we'll see what happens. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. At the beginning of the year here, a few weeks ago, we had covered a story about how there was a vast number of immigrants from Haiti and Cuba that were flooding to Florida, flooding to the Keys, as well as some other small islands. And, well, the update here, the surge in illegal immigration from Cuba and Haiti to Florida has continued. In the first 3 months of the fiscal year 2023, U.S. Coast Guard's 7th District Southeast crew apprehended or repatriated a record number of Haitians and Cubans attempting to illegally enter the Florida by sea. Coast Guard apprehended 1,766 Haitians, 5,183 Cubans. And that broke a record of, and this comes about after we had a record last year. So check this out. Last year was a record of Cubans. 6,082 Cubans were apprehended in fiscal year of 2022. 6,100. We're just in the first 3 months of the fiscal year right now and already only 1,000 Cubans shorter than what we were of all of last year, which was a record. Wow. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. By the way, Florida is looking to crack down on companies that are not complying with E-Verify laws. Oh, yeah. This is one of the things I've talked about a lot. I think the principle of E-Verify is solid. It's a solid thing. I like it. It's just enforcing people to follow E-Verify is a little bit different story. And it looks like that's exactly what the a little bit of the struggle here is trying to enforce companies. I guess, you know, one of the things that popped up is there was this, we talked about before, this Florida businessman who basically was trafficking laborers here in Florida. And they would come here legally, but then he would, you know, like their visa would expire or whatever, and he would traffic them and stuff. Well, obviously, in order to do that, he was skirting E-Verify laws. So E-Verify, if you're not familiar, is where you can, it's a public database with the government. You can actually submit your employees through every E-Verify and make sure that they're legal citizens. And apparently, a lot of companies have been skirting around that, not doing that. Department of Economic Opportunity sent letters to 6 companies, putting them on notice that if they don't comply, their business licenses will be suspended and they won't be able to operate in the state of Florida. So a little update right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Last little thought on E-Verify. Just, I like E-Verify so much. I'm like, yes, taxpayer benefits shouldn't go to somebody who's not a legal citizen. So anytime there's any kind of taxpayer benefits, whether it be simple things like food stamps or Medicaid, run them through E-Verify first. But even bigger than that, public schools. Public schools are funded by taxpayer dollars, by citizens' taxpayer dollars. So therefore, public schools should only be allowed for children who are children of residents. So run them through E-Verify. There's all kinds of things. Public utilities, E-Verify first. And then all of a sudden, if we had E-Verify to verify, you can't even turn your utilities on unless you're a citizen. How many illegals do you think are going to stick around in the country? I mean, some will still, because there'll be some corrupt person who'll be like, oh, put the utilities in my name and you just pay me and stuff like this. So there'll still be some of that stuff going on, but these are the kind of things that it will automatically cause, like, people to just leave. Wait, I can't put my kids in school? Wait, I can't turn my utilities on? Okay, then I think I'm going to go ahead and go back. And I'll try to come here legally. Now, of course, the biggest problem is we don't really have a way for the poorest of the poor to legally immigrate here still. So there's that little issue as well. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. Got your top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. But first, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, a renewed call for an assault weapons ban from President Biden following two mass shootings in California. California Senator Dianne Feinstein reintroduced a federal assault weapons ban and legislation to raise the minimum purchase age for assault weapons to 21. U.S. is reportedly finalizing plans to send U.S.-made tanks to Ukraine. CNN cited three American officials who said an announcement about the deal to send the Abrams tanks could be made this week. Retail giant Amazon is adding a prescription drug discount program. Officials said Amazon will launch RX Pass, a subscription service for customers who have Prime memberships. Users would pay $5 a month to fill as many prescriptions as they need from a list of about 50 generic medications.
All right. Very interesting one right there. I was going to talk about something else, but never mind. Let's go to Gracie Wolf with the Traffic of the Fives.
This traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect your everyday afternoon slowdowns leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction, as well as 98. It's starting to improve, but you're definitely still going to see some slowdowns in front of the Nature Preserve before you get to Gondolier Boulevard in the eastbound direction. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So coming up here in a couple minutes, we've got Bobby's brain teases for you. First, top stories in foxnews.com. So the top story is a breaking story that Biden administration is slammed with new lawsuit by 20 different states. All right. Texas leads 20 Republican states in suing the Biden administration over the migrant parole program. The program allows 30 migrants from certain countries a month. 30 countries a month can come here. And so this is from Haiti, Nicaragua, Cuba, Venezuela. It's a parole program. 30,000 migrants from each of those countries per month. We just covered how Florida is seeing a record number of migrants from Haiti and from Cuba. A record number. Where last year was a record number from Cuba, and we're already only 1,000 migrants away from hitting that record, and we're only 3 months into the fiscal year. I wonder if it has something to do with this program. I didn't even know about this program. Alabama is part of the lawsuit. Florida is also part of the lawsuit, as well as, like I said, there's 20 states total. Other top stories on foxnews.com is U.S. sticks it to China with new tool that no other Air Force plane can match. Okay, what is this about? This is the F-15EX. It can hold 12 air-to-air missiles under its wings at one time. There's no other Air Force plane that can match it. Okay. And then the other top stories on foxnews.com, law enforcement blasts Biden's shoot to kill remark. What is this about? Well, he said in a speech at the White House when he's trying to talk about assault weapon bans and mass shootings, quote, "When I was coming up as a kid, cops were required to learn to shoot to kill. Well, you ought to be able to shoot to stop." So a law enforcement strategist says cops are literally trained to shoot to stop the threat. You stop by aiming center mass. There's no such thing as hitting arms and legs in a life and death situation. The only experience with firearms, the people telling Biden to say have their experience playing Grand Theft Auto is probably their only experience. Yeah, it doesn't make. It is one of those things you hear from people all the time going, why can't police or why can't, you know, this person just shoot him in the arms and the legs? It's like, that just doesn't make any sense. It's not a real thing, but okay. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
Titanic was in the movie theaters for so long, it became the first movie ever to come out on VHS while still being shown in the theaters. Well, made a lot of money that way. If Brooklyn were its own city, and not just a borough of New York, it'd be the fourth largest city in the country. Wow. At depths of 1,000 feet, water pressure can reach 440 pounds per square inch. Pressure like that would crumple most human lungs immediately upon exposure, resulting in instant death. And that's just 1,000 feet. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, Florida gun sales. What does that look like compared to the rest of the country in 2022?